Well, good morning, everybody. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So I bet with this many of you that some of you like to collect rocks. So if you always seem to have a rock in your pocket, will you raise your hand? Anybody always seem to have a rock in the pocket? All right, I bet your parents have to remember to take those rocks out before they do the laundry. Otherwise, you end up with nice, clean rocks, right? So rocks are really neat things because rocks are strong and rocks can stay where you put them. So not everything can do that. If you have sand, that sand is going to shift, but a rock will not. So a long time ago, they used to build houses on top of rocks to keep those houses safe. Now we have cement and concrete that we use for a strong foundation, but back then they would use rocks. So, but sometimes rocks can get you into trouble too, because if you've ever thrown a rock and it hit somebody or something and broke it, you can get in a lot of trouble for that. But rocks are very important because they are strong and they can protect us. There's lots of great uses for rocks. Well, in our scripture today, in just a moment, we are going to hear about Peter. Now, Peter was a pretty impulsive guy. Peter did whatever he thought without stopping to think, is this a good idea? And sometimes that got Peter in trouble, but it also meant that Peter got to do some amazing things. So when Jesus came to Peter and he said, follow me, Peter immediately dropped his fishing nets and he followed Jesus. When Jesus told Peter to get out of the boat and to meet him in the water, Peter got out of the boat and started walking across that water. Now, when Peter looked down and realized what he was doing, he got afraid and started to sink. But Jesus was right there with him. And Peter also became the rock on which Jesus built the church. So when Jesus was asking the disciples, who does everybody say that I am? And then who do you say that I am? Peter was the one that said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And so Peter had been going by the name Simon, but Jesus said, now you are going to be Peter, because the name Peter means rock, and it is on this rock that I will build my church. And Peter was one of the first to share the good news of God's great love with everybody. And Peter helped create the early church. And so now, more than 2,000 years later, we are all sitting here because Peter wasn't afraid to share the news of God's great love and what Jesus had done. So Peter was also known as the rock. So if you think about rocks, whenever you see a rock, I want you to think about Peter and think about the church. The church is built on a strong foundation that has lasted for thousands of years, and the church will continue because that foundation is God's love. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for helping Peter share the news of your great love. Thank you for giving him courage to tell others about you. Help us to have courage to share the news of your great love with others as well. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.